place to lead into a Sunday law, first a royal edict, then church ordinances, and then combination of church and state, secular power used and sustain religious dogma. We then looked out of a passage of the Great Controversy, 443, that gives a definition of what the image of the beast is. That's the coming together of church and state. It's a principle. And from that, we began to, after we identified that principle, show that that principle, sure enough, is developing in the United States. We talked a little bit about the Constitution, and that one of the specific things that was written into the Constitution is that it was not lawful to use government funds to support religious schools. That was purposely written into the Constitution of the United States. It was also a point of attack identified by the Catholic Church in their attempt to overturn the Constitution of the United States. And now today we find, for the first time in history, within the last 5 years, this very principle is being acted out in the United States. And the Congress that is just getting sworn in on January 20th next year is vocalizing that this is one of the main things that they intend to push in the conservative agenda, is more parochial school funding. That's the term that they call it. And the Supreme Court has already decided not to hear cases that came from Wisconsin concerning parochial school funding. And when the Supreme Court decides not to hear it, it means let that law stand. And George Bush, the upcoming president of the United States, has said that one of the things that he intends to do is put in parochial school funding. Well, that's a frightening scenario if you understand the definition of the image of the beast. It means that definitely the image of the beast is going up. We looked at a passage from Great Controversy 442 where she describes what the speaking of a nation is in Bible prophecy. She says it's an action of the legislative and judicial branches. And we showed you that last year, for the first time in history, Congress of the United States began to speak as a dragon. Now, it didn't fulfill Revelation 13:11. I'm not saying that, but I did emphasize, and I hope you understand this. Sometimes we share this in our prophetic settings, and people hear it a few times and still don't quite understand it. But the lamb-like beast of Revelation 13, the second beast, the United States, this is how we understand it as Adventism, and we understand it correctly. Its characteristic is different than the previous beasts of Daniel 7 that were strictly animals or ferocious beasts that were going to conquer. The United States, when it comes into the prophetic scene, begins as a lamb and ends speaking like a dragon. It's one of its premier characteristics is that it changes. It goes through metamorphosis. So that is telling us that as the United States develops to the point to where it will pass a Sunday law and speak as a dragon, that there will be a process